You could forgive residents of Fargo, North Dakota, and Moorhead, Minnesota, for complaining of deja vu this week. 1 year after the Red River, which separates the two states, rose to record levels, forecasters are predicting another round of flooding. So this week, hundreds turned out to help with the sandbagging, as they did last year, everyone from schoolchildren to prisoners. Local photographer Greg Haney was out for 6 hours last night. He joins us from Moorhead. And Greg, this is a repeat performance for you, both in sandbagging and on this program. We talked to you at this time last year when you were in full throttle with sandbagging, right?
Yes, Melissa. How you been?
I've been okay. Well, what's different this year? I guess the city officials there say, for now at least, sandbagging is done.
They're pretty much set until they hear that the level's going to go any higher.
Uh-huh.
You're right. So this time last year when we talked, they were not even in the middle of it. They were still working lot harder.
I see. So you got an earlier start this year.
Yep. They started 3-4 weeks ago, preparing sandbags and stacking them. And Fargo had a goal of 1 million sandbags, and they reached that goal this week. And Moorhead had a goal of about 300,000 sandbags, and they reached that goal this week as well, long before the flood has crested.
And do you figure with the sandbagging at the level that it's at, that that would be enough to hold back the river?
Yes. They usually predict and put the sandbags up about 2 feet above where it's predicted.
Well, what's the weather look like heading into the weekend? Is it working in your favor?
It is working in our favor. It's staying warm, so the bags are soft and they pack together nice. And it's freezing at night, which slows down the thawing in the ground and the flood water coming in.
What's the mood like this year compared with last year, do you think, Greg?
Well, the mood for those that are sitting there sandbagging is just as happy as it was last year. There's always ambition in people, and the young people around this area have really stepped up this year, the high schoolers. There's a spring break going on, so not all the college kids are out and at it. But the ones that are here are helping out as well a lot.
Yeah, last year you were telling us about people making up songs. It sounded like a pretty sort of festive atmosphere out there.
They're still singing songs. And I think that Journey song, I think I heard that one sung, that Don't Stop Believing, because that's always fun to hear.
Oh, there you go. That'll inspire you. How much does your back hurt, Greg, after the work you've been doing?
It's bad. I do lift at the legs, and not with my back. I try to practice that all the time, but sometimes, you know, every time they get together, the group seems to get smarter.
Hmm.
So they don't work harder, they work smarter, and it is still hard work.
Well, I guess you would be getting to know the Red River pretty well by now if you didn't already.
Yeah, you're darn right. It's been here all my life, and, you know, 97, 2009, and now 2010 are the most active years that I can ever remember it being.
Now, Greg, you live in Fargo. You work both sides of the river. You live in Fargo. You have a business in Moorhead. How close is your house or your photography business from the river itself?
They're both about 15, 16 blocks away from the river. So I'm about 10 blocks from the major complications.
Yeah. And are you feeling pretty good about things right now?
Feeling pretty good. The drain table in my own house stayed below. I didn't have any water backup last year or this year yet.
Well, let's hope it stays that way.
Very much so.
Well, Greg Haney, thanks so much.
Talk to you soon, Melissa, and have a great sandbag holiday.
That's Greg Haney, a lifelong resident of Fargo, North Dakota. He, his twin brother, and their father own Haney's Photography across the river in Moorhead, Minnesota. I kind of hope we're not having this conversation next year, too.
I hope so, too. That would be a great conversation to have about it not happening next year.